This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. Here now, Tony Bruschi.
Tell us where to look for her. That's what Savannah Guthrie said in a video that was recently posted onto Instagram, July 27th of 2026, the exact date of that. In case you're playing along in the future, looking back at this going, oh, how did this timeline play out? The verbiage is important here. Not bring her home, not we want to hear from you, not we're ready to talk. Where to look? Almost 6 months after an armed masked figure walked up to Nancy Guthrie's front door in Tucson's Catalina foothills, covered the Nest camera, and took an 84-year-old woman from her bed. Her daughter is no longer asking for a phone call. She's asking for a location. And that shift from negotiation to this is the whole story. We welcome your thoughts, your comments in the comment section. Substack, YouTube, links are in the description. And be sure to press subscribe wherever you're listening or watching this. If you want to take us with you on the go, we're available wherever you get podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeart, you name it. We are there. Just search Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. You can listen to all of our content and take us with you at any time through the podcast. Do be sure to check that out. We exist beyond YouTube as well. Let's go back to the first week of February. Savannah and her siblings stood in front of a camera and said, whoever is out there holding our mother, we want to hear from you. Savannah's brother Cameron followed with a second video. We need a way to communicate. We need proof of life. That was a family in crisis, but it was a family that still believed there was someone on the other end of the line who had something to offer. A transaction, a conversation, a deal. Now listen to the July 27th. It's been months since her mom was taken from us. Her family is in agony. We are in a nightmare that will not end. She paused. Nothing about our situation has changed. That line. Nothing about our situation has changed is doing more work than anything else in the video. It's an admission. 5 months of FBI deployment, over 13,000 tips called in, 150 federal agents assigned, $1 million-plus reward sitting uncollected, and nothing has changed. But listen to this. Savannah spoke directly to whoever took her mother. Not to the public, not to tipsters, to one person. And here's what she said. The world can be a cruel and unforgiving place. And I know that you have tried to do things the right way. I know that you have tried to do things the right way. She's offering empathy to the person who allegedly broke into her mother's house with a weapon in the middle of the night. And she went further. For all of us, no matter where we've been, and what we've done, I believe there is always a way home. It's not rage. It's not a negotiation. It's a daughter offering something close to absolution because every other approach has failed. Anger didn't work. Money didn't work. The biggest law enforcement apparatus in the country didn't work. So she's trying the one thing she had left. Mercy. And she aimed it at the person who allegedly destroyed her family. Savannah Guthrie didn't record that video in a vacuum. The week of July 21st, the Nancy Guthrie case, it cracked wide open again, but not because of a break in the investigation, because of podcasts and a bureaucratic knife fight. On July 23rd, former Arizona reporter Brianna Whitney sat down with Ashley Flowers on Crime Junkie, one of the biggest true crime podcasts in the country. And she did something no one's done publicly since the case began. She read aloud from the first ransom note. She read it verbatim. Hello, Savannah. We have your mother, Nancy. She is safe but scared. She will be held for ransom, and once payment is received, she will be released unharmed. The note reportedly demanded millions in Bitcoin. It gave a 7-day deadline. It included details that reportedly have not been released to the public. The location of Nancy's Apple Watch inside her bedroom, a smashed floodlight in the backyard, the kind of stuff only someone who was actually inside that house would likely know. Whitney also described the second communication. This one allegedly claimed the kidnappers had underestimated Nancy's medical condition, that she had died shortly after being taken. That message reportedly ended with an apology. Copies of the note apparently are not going to be released because their authenticity hasn't been independently verified. Law enforcement hasn't confirmed them either, but here's where it gets complicated. The FBI has said that some ransom communications received in this case are considered potentially legitimate, and the one confirmed fraud tells you why that distinction matters. California man named Derek Kalela pled guilty on July 2nd to sending a fake Bitcoin demand to the Guthrie family. He was caught precisely because his note didn't have those details. Kalela admitted he saw the case on television and found the family's contact information online. His text was crude and misspelled. It contained nothing that wasn't already public, no operational details, no inside knowledge. He had no inside knowledge. He was a grifter writing a tragedy. The FBI caught him in days. The distinction matters. Some notes were fraud. Some notes allegedly contained information that some interpret as only the person inside that house on February 1st would know. In my opinion, that's still up for a bit of interpretation. Saying a watch was on the floor and there was a broken floodlight that's already on cameras isn't super convincing to me. One of the notes allegedly says Nancy's dead. The same day that that episode dropped, FBI Director Kash Patel sat down with Fox News Digital and publicly accused the Pima County Sheriff's Department of keeping the FBI out of the investigation for 4 days after Nancy disappeared. Patel claimed the delay may have permanently destroyed critical Nest doorbell camera footage. Nancy didn't have a cloud subscription for her Nest camera. That meant the video wasn't saved in the normal way. It sat on Google's backend cache, about to get deleted. While the sheriff's office ran the case by themselves, the FBI ultimately worked with Google to salvage some of that cached footage. The images of the masked armed figure at the door released February 10th. But Patel says whatever else might have been recoverable was gone before federal agents could reach it. The physical camera itself was also missing from the scene. The next day, the Pima County Sheriff's Department fired back. They pointed to the February 3rd press conference where FBI Assistant Special Agent in Charge John Edwards stood right next to Sheriff Chris Nanos and publicly described FBI involvement in the case less than 4 days after Nancy vanished. How exactly were we keeping you out if your own people were standing at our podium? I know you are, but what am I? But then Pima County did something that deserves attention. In the same statement on the subject of ransom notes, the department said any questions regarding alleged ransom notes should be directed to the FBI. They'll own the DNA. They'll own the investigation. But the ransom communications, the thread that allegedly includes notes with operational details about the crime scene, the thread that might actually lead somewhere, they passed the entire thing to the feds, handed it off, not our department. Two agencies both pointing at the other, 6 months into a case and no suspect, no arrest, an 84-year-old woman who has not been seen since the night of January 31st. And here's the ledger of what those 6 months actually produced. DNA recovered from gloves found near the scene. No identification or no identified match. Mixed DNA samples collected from inside the home, described by Sheriff Nanos as a biological puzzle that could take months to decipher. Genealogy testing announced back in February. No public results. And a nighttime operation on February 14th near East Orange Grove Road. A search warrant executed, reports of two men and an older woman detained, media cameras descending on the scene, no arrest, nothing came of it. Over 13,000 tips called into the FBI, 150 agents deployed across the investigation, multiple ransom notes analyzed, at least one confirmed fake, some labeled potentially legitimate, none producing a named suspect, surveillance footage recovered from Google's back end showing a figure described as a male approximately 5'9" to 5'10", average build wearing a $25 backpack, Ozark Trail backpack, specifically from Walmart. And in 6 months, nobody's been named as a suspect. The case has been classified as a homicide investigation now. No arrest, no suspect, more than $1.2 million in reward money sitting unclaimed. So when Savannah Guthrie posted that video on July 27th, was it strategic? Did she watch the Crime Junkie episode blow the ransom note into public view? Did she see the FBI director and the local sheriff spend the week throwing blame at each other on cable news? And did she decide the only way left was to go around both agencies and speak directly to whoever this is? Or is this simpler than that? Maybe the podcasts and the bureaucratic finger pointing are background noise. Maybe August 1st is 6 months. Maybe Savannah Guthrie recorded that video because she's running out of ways to say please, and the calendar is the only thing that matters. Maybe this is what it sounds like when a family with every resource available, money, fame, media access, the director of the FBI hits the same wall that every family of a missing person hits eventually. The wall where nobody is coming to help and the only thing left is to post a video and hope somebody is listening. That reading might actually be worse, because if the timing is strategic, at least it means someone is still working angles. If it's just grief hitting the 6 month mark, it means there are no angles left to work. A daughter with one of the biggest platforms in American media is sitting in front of a camera offering forgiveness to the person who allegedly took her mother. She has $1 million reward. She has the full weight of the FBI, and she's doing it anyway because nothing else has moved the needle one inch. Look at the trajectory. February, we're ready to talk. A family trying to open the channel, we need proof of life. A family making demands, July, tell us where to look for her. A family asking for a grave, help us bring this situation to an end. Not bring her home, bring this to an end. The two agencies responsible for answering that question spent the same week arguing about whose fault it is that they can't. The FBI director says the sheriff cost them evidence. The sheriff says the FBI was there from the start. The ransom notes, some fakes, some allegedly containing details only an intruder would know, sit in a gray zone where nobody will confirm what's real and what isn't. And an 84-year-old woman who needed daily heart medication hasn't been heard from since the night of January 31st. Everyone who knew her described her as sharp as a tack. She never missed her Sunday morning church live stream. Her family dropped her off after dinner and games that night, and she was gone by morning. Savannah Guthrie said one more thing in that video, and I want to keep coming back to. She said, "We have done our part." Past tense. We have done our part. What she's really saying is, it's your turn now. Yours, the person who knows, yours, the agencies who were supposed to solve this, yours, the public who might have seen something because the family has exhausted every tool available to them, the pleas, the reward, the media, the patience. Nancy Guthrie disappeared from her home in the Catalina foothills on February 1st. She was 84 years old. She has limited mobility. She relied on daily medication for a heart condition. She did not leave on her own. Someone walked into that house with a weapon and took her. Almost 6 months later, not the Pima County Sheriff's Department, not the FBI, not 150 agents, not 13,000 tips, not $1 million in reward money. None of it has produced an answer. Her family still doesn't know what happened to her. They still don't know where she is. If you have information about what happened to Nancy Guthrie, the FBI is asking you to call 1-800-CALL-FBI. You can submit anonymous tips through 88 Crime in the Tucson area. The total reward for information stands at more than $1.2 million. Her daughter is asking one thing. Tell us where to look. Your thoughts in the comments section on Substack and YouTube. Is this case as cold as it appears to be? Is it red hot in the background and we're just not seeing that? Or is it something else? I welcome your thoughts. We'll continue our conversation there in the comments. Be sure to press subscribe wherever you're listening or watching, whether that be Substack, YouTube, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeart, wherever it is. Hit subscribe so you don't miss any of our coverage. We do greatly appreciate that. Until next time, I'm Tony Bruschi. We'll talk again real soon.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast.